It's Thursday, March the 19th, and you're tuned in to the Channel V podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Social Isolation podcast, where we talk about all the negative things in the whole wide world.
We can talk about positive things, too.
Sure, we can talk about the positive things, but we should get it out of the way. Okay, we gotta figure this out. What? Are we talking like Corona or is it COVID-19?
I think the accepted term is COVID-19.
I feel like that sounds cooler.
COVID-19? Yeah. Some like X-Men shit.
Yeah, it's like, yo, you got that COVID.
You got that COVID-19.
Yo, Project 19 is out there.
Doesn't show symptoms for like a month.
Yeah, man, check it out. Because if you're like Corona, then you're just like, yo, that Corona, man. Yeah. Got that Corona? Anyways, yeah, I hope you're all doing safe out there. Hope you are practicing whatever you need to do.
What we're not doing right now.
Yeah, something like that. You know what? We are at least 3 feet away.
We are. It's true.
Like, I can't touch you.
But also, like, I don't think I'd come over here if you were like, oh, man, Anthony. So, like, I was down here. I went over here, blah, blah, blah. But you've also been, like, we've been pretty good about it, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's what all. Yeah. Anyways, we're all good here. We hope that you are good out there.
Yeah.
And if we are one of your few forms of entertainment in these isolating times, God have mercy on your soul. I am sorry.
My bad. Oops.
Yeah. Please find better entertainment. But yeah, other than that, keeping spirits high over here. It's been wonderful. Yes?
Yeah.
All right. Let's just dive into some questions. We've got a couple to go through. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Here we go. This one comes from Joseph Hazel with a Jonesin' to Know question.
Mm-hmm.
Hey guys, Joe Hazel here with another Jonesin' to Know question for you. If you could take any two anime, one well-known and one more obscure, and then turn them into a balls-to-the-wall, no-limit-on-budget AAA video game, what would you choose? What genre would you want them to be? We're talking platinum mecha action games for Gurren Lagann or Eureka 7. Maiden Abyss RPG, Keijo Sports Sim, Snafu Cynical Teenage Life Simulator. Hit me with your best, fellas.
One, I can't decide between either Gundam or Legend of the Galactic Heroes.
Okay.
Like space politics type stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I want it to be like real-time strategy StarCraft style.
Oh.
Or even Civ, that'd be cool too.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Where you can, like, run through the galaxy and, like, go through the whole thing of, like, colonizing space and doing all that. I think I might prefer a real-time strategy game over a Civ game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that'd be my first one.
That's it for you?
Yeah. I'd have another one, but I'm just still thinking about it.
Okay.
What about you?
So, I remember reading this question when he first wrote it in a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I misinterpreted. When he said, what two? Like, one popular and what non-popular?
Oh, you want to mesh.
I put them together.
Oh, you want a crossover.
Yeah, I put them together.
Okay, okay.
So mine is, the popular one is Gundam Build Fighters.
Yeah.
Obviously, because I want that highfalutin mecha action.
Doesn't that already exist? Don't they have Gundam Builders or whatever?
Wait. But I want it crossed with How to Raise a Boring Girlfriend, which is basically, you know, one of those doujinshi harem sims.
Mm.
So the idea is you're building Gundams to woo girls.
Okay.
But it has to be like balls to the wall, crazy production value in the fights.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, I'm winning them JPEGs.
You're winning them JPEGs.
I'm winning them JPEGs.
Okay, okay.
Okay. That's
That's pretty good.
That's what I want.
I think my other one, I was kind of like, maybe like a speed racer racing game, that'd be fun. But I think they already did that.
Yeah, it's called F-Zero.
It's called Ridge Racer.
It's called Daytona.
No! God damn it. Oh, I want to play Daytona USA! But I think I got to go with a Yuri on... No. No, it's probably going to be JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely want to see... So, like, in Japan only... On the PS2, they had a Part 5 story game.
Yep.
It was like third person. you could, it goes through the whole story of part five or whatever. But I would love to see that, but made by, like, Platinum.
Platinum?
Yeah, just, like, character action, do the crazy stand combos, turn your stand on and off.
Stand on me.
Stand. Do and yeah, just go through all the stories. Like each game could be a part. Just I think it'd be super fun. The only other thing JoJo related that I'd want is if they did another 2D fighter. That was good.
Okay.
Like if Arc Systems made a 2D JoJo fighting game.
Oh, okay.
Right, because the PS1 one was fucking awesome, and then they released All Star Battle, which was okay.
Was that on the PS3?
That was on the PS3, and then they also released Eyes Over Heaven. Which is like an arena fighter a la Gundam. Mm-hmm. You know, like the Gundam Extreme Versus. It's kind of like that. And it's dog shit. Mm-hmm. It's absolute trash.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a good JoJo fighting game or a real good JoJo action adventure, a character action.
I guess like if there's another one that I really wanted, I'd want some sort of Macross game.
You want like a...
But I want it like in the vein of Ace Combat.
Okay.
Or Hawks.
Ooh, remember Hawks?
Because you remember plane drifting? Hawks. Plane drifting?
Hawks is so stupid.
But, like, plane drifting makes so much more sense in the context of my jet has legs.
Did Hawks 2 ever come out?
I don't know.
Because there was...
But that was such a good name. Hawks.
Hawks. What did it stand for?
I know, it was an acronym. But I just remember the images. They're like, you can play this one in isometric third person, and then your thing would just fucking drift. The dogfight.
Yeah, it's super stupid.
It was great.
High Altitude Warfare Experimental Squadron.
Yeah, baby. Hawks.
So dumb. Hawks is so dumb. Of course Team Xbox gave it an 8. Of course they would.
Bless you, Hawks. Bless you.
The fuck?
But yeah, that's what I got. That is what I got.
I got, like, just a bunch, like... I'd like a really, like, story-heavy Fooly Cooly.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that.
Maybe, isn't that just a visual novel?
Like, I think that'd just be a visual novel at that point.
Yeah.
Like, unless you want to do robot fights, but...
Okay, okay.
What else could there be? Like, anything Kamen Rider and make it good. That's not anime, though.
I mean, if you want, you make it count, sure.
Maybe a good One Piece game ever?
Ooh.
Oh, I know what I want. You know how they're doing the fucking... Well, they're doing Captain Tsubasa Anime Soccer, the video game, right?
Yep.
I want a Hajime no Ippo boxing game, but it plays like the Fight Night series, where you gotta use the analog stick to like left like and
right. Fight Night?
That'd be cool.
Oh, that would be frustrating.
You sure?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like, it'd be better if it played like Rise to Honor, but...
Rise to Honor is not good. We bring this up all the time. Rise to Honor is on par with Death by Degrees, featuring Nina from the Tekken series. It's not good.
Because it's great.
That's all I got, though.
Thanks for writing in, Joseph.
Yeah. I think this is like the reason I'm not a game designer.
Yes.
It's just like, I want this to do this. Like, it sounds cool, but I bet it'd be way harder than...
Yes.
Yeah.
Brian Mack writes in with a Mac attack. Subject line reads, end of days.
Yep. We're living it.
With the current desperate situation happening around the world, let's say right now your government is imposing a restriction on you both from leaving the basement.
Oh, shit.
There is enough food and toilet paper for the next 2 months, but you both only have one game to share play together. What would you both wish that game to be? Also, have you both bought enough toilet paper to build a toilet paper castle yet? P.S. Stay safe, both you and your family.
All caps.
Yes.
In terms of toilet paper,
yes,
we are buying the reasonable amount. If you are listening to this and you're hoarding toilet paper, stop being stupid.
I've got a secret.
What?
I'm always buying toilet paper.
Yeah, because you're using it. We all are always buying toilet paper.
No, I've got a secret.
Are you buying toilet paper?
No, but not because of this.
Oh.
We always have too much toilet paper.
Do you guys just not poop enough?
Like... No, it's not that. It's, oh shit, it's on sale.
Oh, so you bulk up.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine.
Then. So, like, throughout, that's how this house is. I think you've noticed we have a lot of just crap in here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you open my fridge and you'll notice there's, like, 6 cartons of juice that no one's drinking. That's because they're all on sale.
It's on sale, baby.
Yeah. It's like that with everything here. So, okay. Yes, I've had enough toilet paper. I have enough toilet paper.
I have enough toilet paper. And if I need some, I'll go get some, I guess.
Yeah. So, what's the game?
The game, I would say it has to be
Mario Party.
MMO. No, it is not Mario Party. I think we'd kill each other like 10 turns in. I think it has to be some sort of MMO.
Yeah, Mario Party 3.
It's not an MMO. I would say like Final Fantasy 14. Throw it back to World of Warcraft.
Something. I'm going to go with Mario Kart.
Something with a lot of content.
Mario Kart Wii.
All right, fuck you. It's Path of Exile. We're just playing Mario Path of
Kart
Exile.
Wii. Pick up and play.
Why the Wii one? Not even Double Dash? Not even 64?
Because the Wii, you can test your skills.
With the motion controls?
Yes. Yes.
We'd get through that in a day. We played all the tracks already. We're good.
It's not about getting through it. It's about settling the score.
If then to do that, just do a fighting game.
No.
Do some Street Fighter, baby.
No, but the...
Do some Blaze Blue.
But Mario Kart has the...
The wheel of fate is turning.
The Yes, in Mario Kart.
Rebel 1.
But Mario Kart has the unbiased feature of rubber banding that'll always keep us competitive. One cannot get better than the other. It is the most fair game.
No! No! That's not fair!
Olympians swear it's by the fairness fair. Of Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. When Olympians are an hour ahead in a marathon to the last place guy, they force them to walk while the other guy can catch up.
No, man. Speed. They just blue shell that shit. Come on! You clearly don't know Mario Kart.
Yeah, Mario Kart's garbage.
Okay, Mario Kart Wii, though.
Please, we gotta take this seriously, all right? It's a serious question. God.
Okay, you want me to put a real game into the mix?
Gran Turismo Sport.
No, don't be crazy.
What? Swear to God. What? Swear to God. What? You're already laughing. I don't what? Like it. What? I don't like it. Whatever you're going to say, what? I don't like it.
I think you're right. Mario Kart maybe is not the right answer here.
But Sonic and Team All-Stars no, Racing.
You're on the right track.
Oh, God.
Literally.
No! No! Nicktoons Racing!
No. But what we need is one with a variety so that we can each, you know, represent what matters to us the most, and we can forge the paths all
I fucking hate
with
this
whatever song. Whatever tool we choose, and that's why I choose Diddy Kong Racing.
As long as I get the turtle, man, I don't give a shit.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Yo, turtle and hover plane.
You could take the hover. That's okay.
Turtle and hover.
Because the hover's the shittiest.
What are you talking about? Yeah, that's the best fine. One. I got the most options.
No,
I just cut through the water.
Okay, if you want the most options, you get the plane.
No, but you have to go through the rings, and the rings are in a set position.
And that's why the cart is always the fastest.
Nah, man. While you're over there taking the U, I'm cutting through the U on the grass.
Do you know what the hover can't do?
What?
Turn.
The hover can turn. You just gotta drift. No,
it's not a drift.
It's a drift.
It's not a drift if you can never have grip to begin with.
Listen. You're always drifting.
That's not how drift works.
That's what makes me better than Takumi.
No.
Is that I'm always no. drifting. While he's on a straight, no. going straight with some sort of grip, I'm always drifting.
No. But,
yeah, have so fun getting down the waterfalls.
I think we've right? settled it. It's Diddy Kong Racing.
No.
What? Sorry, what did you throw into the mix here? Because I haven't heard your...
I threw in Final Fantasy 14.
No one wants that.
I threw in World of Warcraft.
Listen, there's no internet.
I threw PO... Yes, there is. You no. didn't say that there's no internet.
No, but the pandemic is out here. Internet's going to go down.
How's the internet going to go down?
Internet's going to go
Listen,
down.
The only people... You want to get real about this? The only people who are going to die are old.
But the All internet's right? going down.
I'm going to get sick for 2 weeks, possibly lose a lung. But I'm still going to be here.
Okay. All right. All right. So what do you want to throw into the mix then?
I told you.
What?
MMOs.
Okay, that's okay. I'll meet you in the middle then.
All right.
Spider Solitaire.
That's not an MMO. And you didn't even pick the best Windows 98 game. All right.
Oh, sorry.
Fucking Space Pinball.
I was gonna say you want space. Listen, I'll meet you on Space Pinball.
Listen, if this is all we're gonna do, we're gonna compete for the highest score in Space Pinball. Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right.
I'm down.
There it is. Space Pinball.
Windows 98 Space Pinball.
There we go. It's done.
I will pigeon carrier you my high scores.
I'm gonna win, but okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. I'm gonna win. Well, I'm glad we had that answered. Great.
It's Windows 98 Space Pinball.
Yep. Now we know.
What's the name of that? There's like a Windows 98 Space
Pinball. I wonder if it's like FX Pinball or Pinball FX.
It's not Full Tilt. Ooh. It's not Full Tilt Spinball. It's definitely not what it is.
No?
It is 3D Pinball Space Cadet. Doesn't that just bring back memories?
It does. Oh, it does.
Terrible, terrible memories.
Okay, of dial-up internet. Well, what if... Okay, hold on.
Diablo 2.
No. But what about...
EverQuest 1.
What if we just have a digital version of a classic board game?
Wait a minute. We can cheat in this question.
You want to do like 151 games and...
No. What if we just do Second Life?
No.
Or like VR chat room.
I told you there's no internet.
No, we just established there can be internet.
And I've
established... In the case that there is no internet, 3D Pinball Space Cadet for Windows 98 computers exclusively.
Okay.
But if there is internet, I'm saying either...
Candy Crush.
Minecraft.
No.
Oh, you love Legos.
No.
It's either Minecraft or yeah. It's Second Life.
No.
And we live in our VR chat room.
No.
Forever.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Come join us, Vince.
No.
This is our SAO future.
No. I'm picking Diddy Kong Racing.
I'm staying here. All right, fuck you. I'm playing Diddy Kong Racing until the card explodes.
Dude, Mario.
Well, have fun. Your expansion pack's going to burn out, and then you're not going to be able to play because you can't find the original. So suck it.
What are you talking about? I downloaded the digital version.
Now you got to play on original hardware.
Oh, no. That's the stipulation?
You got to play on original hardware.
Oh my god. Fine, man. Fine.
Second Life it is.
I guess I didn't want to have to pull this one out, but now I know what we got to play.
Smurfs for the ColecoVision.
No, man. It's the best fighting game of all time.
Which one could it be?
Smash Brothers.
Oh, it's not a fighting game. Ultimate. Though. It's not a fighting game, though.
You're right. It is the definition of a fighting game.
God damn it. I hate you.
It is peak fighting game.
The worst.
Evo has recognized it as the fighting game.
You know what? I'll take Ultimate over Melee.
You know what? How about PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale?
That's the realest video game. Who cares about percentages going up when percentages can go down?
Yes, for what purpose?
I don't know. So they don't get sued that it's Smash Bros.
Well, there you go. It's settled.
Smash Bros. Ultimate?
Guess so.
Windows 98 Pinball Space Cadet?
It's one of those two.
God damn it.
Yep, that's where we...
I don't approve.
Yes.
Don't approve.
Okay. I don't need your approval.
I think the question was we need approval. Vince picks either Windows 98 Space Cadet or whatever the fuck the other one would you just...
Smash Bros.
I already forgot. And then I pick Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
Or, like, Under Night in Birth.
Okay. Then do you want to use a tiebreaker?
What's the tiebreaker? No, listen. This ain't the awards, homie. It don't work like
but
that.
But producer TJ's right here.
No, listen. I think that we should just leave it at our pick. Not one has to win. It's just what would we choose?
But the question stipulates we have to pick... One.
Final Fantasy... I'm going to stick with Final Fantasy 14.
So, are you saying that we have to go to the tiebreaker clause?
I think if we have to choose one, we have to go to the tiebreaker clause.
Oh, shit! So, what's the... All right, tiebreaker. What are we picking? What are we playing in this isolated world?
Man.
All rules apply. Just a refresher, we can choose any of the four options here or anything else that he wants to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, options, because all I remember is Diddy Kong Racing
and
Smash Bros.
So my final pick was Final Fantasy 14, including the expansions.
Like, okay, the whole package. If that's what we're picking, Mine is
Spider Solitaire.
Diddy Kong Racing.
Really? You're sticking with Diddy Kong Racing. You're gonna subject yourself to this hell. God damn it.
I mean, very biased.
Oh yeah, it's gotta be. That's,
we've all played both games.
And we know which one's the best.
Diddy Kong Racing is not good. I swear to God.
I don't know, man.
Remember it's biased because I think it's good.
Oh, no!
Do you remember TT's Time Trial?
But remember...
In mirror mode.
This is the only game you have to play.
Yeah, until the virus subsides.
But you don't know when that is.
That's okay.
It could be a couple weeks.
There's a lot of tracks.
It could be a day. It could be a year.
But think about how many times you can beat the game. Because you can beat it all with cars.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I've never beat that game.
Oh my god. The replay value.
Because it's garbage.
The replay
value. Because it's garbage. I got to the second boss, the one after the fucking rhino guy.
Man, let me tell you. We played the shit out of that game.
Game's garbage.
You suck, buddy.
Can't believe you didn't even pick like 007. Like, no.
What's 007?
Like GoldenEye.
Why? That's a shitty game.
Oh my god.
Oh, man. Oh.
All right. Oh, no. Fuck, this is GoldenEye. Oh, fuck. Look what you did. Look what you did.
Son of a bitch.
Look what you did.
You picked GoldenEye.
Well, there you have it. It is GoldenEye. Right. I'll be in the washroom.
Dying.
Just dying.
Just drowning yourself in the toilet.
Yes.
Okay. God damn it.
You guys don't stand the vents?
Oh, yeah, because the vents were like invisible walls or whatever.
Stupid. Oh, yeah, then you just kill people. Yeah. Oh, that was so lame.
You could see through the one side of them, but they couldn't see through the other side.
So
it was like a one-way mirror, right?
Mm.
Just have your laser gun. You're good.
The laser
gun. No Moonrakers, come on. This shit's busted.
No odd job.
That's like playing Perfect Dark with the see-through walls gun.
Yes.
Well, that sucks.
Bomberman Act Zero.
Could have been Iggy's Wrecking Balls.
Could have been. It could have been Glover.
Man, you guys could have put so many other things.
But we got GoldenEye. Shit.
It could have been Disney Skateboarding.
Man, it could have been
Tony Hawk 3.
Mm. No, well, it's been settled.
Damn, it's GoldenEye.
It's GoldenEye.
I'm upset.
It could have been you picked it. That's your fault.
It's GoldenEye.
Because I didn't want to pick the other two.
Now we know TJ should never be the decider in an emergency situation.
No, I think that this is proof of why he is the only one who can decide.
God damn it.
Because neither of us are satisfied.
Fuck.
All right, thank you. And finally, a question to chew on.
Hey.
Paul Chu writes in. Technically a spoiler for something that happens in the last episode of Dr. Stone, but it doesn't really have much bearing on the plot. Anyway, in the last episode of D-Stone, the villagers hear a song from the past, or present day, I suppose. It's their first exposure to music.
Mm-hmm.
Given the gravitas of something like this, if you were allowed to choose it, which artist would you choose to represent all music to a generation that has never fathomed what music is? Bonus points if you also have a song in mind. You can each choose an artist, but only one can be chosen per person. I thought this might be a good question as you are now both finally into music. Is the correct answer Rich Chiga?
No. The correct answer is not Rich Chiga.
But it's close.
It's close. So I have two ways of looking at this question.
Okay.
All right. One way is like, I want to reintroduce music into the world to help enrich the culture. Right?
Okay.
And then I would pick like the Beatles.
Why?
Because they're the greatest rock band of all time.
Except that the Beach Boys are better.
I'm sorry, what? You don't even, I don't think you've ever heard a Beach Boys song. You just know the name. So shut up.
Ooh, someone's triggered. Someone's triggered.
How dare you? Ooh. So I think it'd have to be like, yeah, like Hey Jude or Don't Let Me Down or like.
Oh yeah, I heard that song in Glee.
Don't let me down. And then, or something like that. Right, or While My Guitar Gently Weeps, something kind of classic like that. The other way is that I don't really like the way music had evolved to the current point in time.
Okay.
And so I would introduce them to something that is god awful,
mm-hmm.
so that history and humanity can take a right where we went left.
Mm.
And that in that case, it'd be something like Gucci Gang.
Mm.
I'd be like, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Or maybe even like one of Rich Tig's worst songs, like less good songs. Mm. Or there's oh, that fucking band 100 Gecs, they fucking suck dick. Just some new meme band, they're bad. Yeah, and I think it would just be something absolute garbage. Because I have the power here, right? Yes. I can literally shape the world.
Yes.
So.
Interesting. Hmm. So you're not a fan of the Beach Boys?
I'm a fan of the Beach Boys, but they're not the Beatles.
Because they're better?
No, they're not.
All right. So for my answer, I think it's pretty simple.
Diddy Kong Racing soundtrack.
No, it's easy. It's Big Bang is back.
Oh, most definitely credible.
Yeah, that's it. Demo. That's it. I'm done.
That's here. Okay, here's the thing. Uh-huh. Do you want the most commanding piece of culture to not be in a language you understand?
Yep.
Oh, so it's just like, here's the moon runes. This is what the people used to speak back in the day.
You got it.
All right.
That's music.
All right.
Okay. Right? That's art.
All right. Okay.
I'm done. You
know, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm done.
I'll take it.
All right, cool. Thank you for writing in, Paul.
Yeah. Thank you.
Tackled that one pretty quickly.
Yeah. I think the divisive game debacle took it out of us.
It's because dude can handle Diddy Kong Racing.
It's garbage. It's not good.
Let's move into our picks of the week.
You want to start? You want me to start?
What do
you
yeah, I got some like weird small ones. Okay. So like obviously COVID-19 is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Things are getting pushed back, you know, whatever. But there is some good news to come out of it that I've been taking advantage of.
What?
Japanese porn companies make 200 movies available for free due to the coronavirus.
I'm sorry, what are these links?
You can find the links on the internet.
You gotta hit me up. Like, I need to understand what's going on.
I believe Pornhub had it so that they were just free.
Oh, the premium was free?
Yep, premium was free. Basically, a lot of premium locked away porn is free.
I'm currently looking up porn.
So you all have fun out there.
Ooh, soft demand. I don't know what that is.
Interesting.
What is this?
Okay. You good?
All right, I gotta go on this website.
In a weird sort of sci-fi piece of news, I don't know why this came across my feeds, but it did, and I was like, holy fuck, I need to read this.
Mm-hmm.
They actually found a complete head of the smallest known dinosaur preserved in amber.
Oh, like skin and everything?
I think so. You know what that means?
What?
Jurassic Park, baby.
Oh my god. It's coming.
It's coming. Okay. There's a new hero in Overwatch, Echo. You've probably seen already.
Mm-hmm.
She was introduced 2 years ago.
The Apple computer, yes.
More or less, yep. She's supposed to be the most advanced AI in the Overwatch universe. I think there's a video of her, how she plays, but honestly, I don't really know. I haven't logged into Overwatch in forever. There ain't a new D.Va skin, so I just have no reason.
So you just don't care.
But apparently this is the last hero before Overwatch 2.
Oh, okay.
And finally, there is a live-action version of Yomushi Petal coming, and the trailer dropped this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And
does it look good?
Huh?
Does it look good?
It looks pretty cool. It's in typical Japanese fashion. They are true to the source material.
Okay.
Dorky Japanese kid with the Harry Potter glasses definitely looks like he's gonna ride a bike.
Oh dear God! Are you sure? Positive.
I think so. And there's also a just super cool looking Japanese kid who's got a blue bike.
Mm.
So, and I believe they've hinted at a redheaded Japanese kid. So you're
telling me there
kid.
Are bikes
yes.
in this anime live action thing?
Yes. Okay. And I'm looking forward to seeing it in the next year.
I cannot find this porn website.
That's okay, man.
Why won't it give me the porn?
Okay, good. Also, for those countries in lockdown, like Italy and who is it? Spain? Spain's the other one?
I think so, yes.
I think other porn sites have just unlocked everything according to their VPN. Because they're like, if you're in this country, you automatically get free porn from us.
Amazing.
So,
VPNs, baby.
I just applaud the world right now. Good for you.
Come on. All right, well, that's interesting. Mm. I'm going to close all these porn tabs now.
Okay.
Dun, 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 dun. There's like 20. No, I'm just joking. So one is Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. We talked about it before. It's getting a remake along with Resident Evil Resistance, which is a new multiplayer Left 4 Dead style game.
Looks like shit.
Demo version of Resident Evil 3, March 19th. Open beta of Resistance, March 27th. So as we are recording this, it's live. You can download it. You can play it. You can get in there. Just face off against the Nemesis.
All up in it.
It's cool. Another one is COVID-19 related, which is get a load of this headline. GameStop instructs employees to ignore law enforcement and not shut down. A memo sent to workers says GameStop views themselves as essential retail.
Okay.
Nice fucking try.
Wow.
As much as I love video games, this is some bullshit. All right.
Wow. Essential retail.
They're essential retail because in the eyes of the company, during this hard time, they need entertainment. And what better place to get entertained than a GameStop?
Man, you know that like they're on their last legs. They're just like, fuck.
They're desperate. Yeah. They're like, if we shut down, we're over.
Yeah.
So that's the one. It's like one of two things. Patrick Klepek reported it on Vice. It's... on one hand, keeping your store open without having the government do anything but taking precautions, it's like, sure. All right, it's not illegal. You can still run a business, do whatever. But if like an officer even higher than an officer, because I'm sure the cop isn't going up to some dude and being like, close your store. Like it's usually a call sent from on high, the government.
We.
Right? And it's like, hey, this is for your public health.
Yes.
And you're just like, but video games though. Like, no, you fucking dummy. Like just close. Just shut down.
But video games, man.
What are they going to do with all those pop vinyls?
People need them.
People need them in these
desperate times.
That's the new currency. When money is worthless, exclusive pop vinyls will be the new currency.
Shit, I never thought about that.
There's so many of them.
I need that. Okay.
That was some ridiculous fucking garbage. And then the last one, fuck it. I think just do it. In Japan. Toei Animation, Toei Productions, whatever their company is, Toei. They are launching a designated YouTube channel to give access to tokusatsu shows from the 60s to the 90s.
Wow.
Starting April 6th, Tokusatsu World Official will begin uploads, daily uploads of their videos worldwide outside of Japan.
Amazing.
So... find that Toei channel. Watch Kamen Rider from the 60s. It's fucking rad.
I also heard that they started putting them on like Amazon Prime.
Oh, really? They're putting it just everywhere?
Yeah.
Because I wonder at a certain point, like, is it really beneficial for them to keep it locked away? Because, like, you could release, like, here's the 60th anniversary, whatever, of the first Kamen Rider. And, like, four people are going to buy it.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
I always kind of wondered what the advantage is to these. To like just releasing your shit for free. In a world where everyone wants to keep their copyright under such stringent...
Yeah. I don't know. I'm happy for them though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I'll be checking it out later on.
When it does release. Gridman gets released, let me know and I'll go watch it.
The original?
Mm.
Oh yeah, true. And then the last one is the PlayStation 5. And the Xbox Sex
yes.
have released their specs. I won't run down the whole list.
Okay.
But let's just say the Xbox is more powerful.
Okay.
By like, I want to say 15-20% is what I read.
Okay.
The major thing here is that the CPU on the Xbox will always be running full tilt, where the CPU on the PlayStation 5 will be running at a variable rate. Meaning that if the CPU needs more power, it'll overclock itself to give it more power. If the graphics card needs more power, it'll take that processing power and throw it to the graphics card. So it's able to, like, share.
Mm.
But overall, the Xbox refrigerator box is more powerful. And I think one of the major things here is that there is no proprietary external hard drive solution for, I believe, either of these systems, PS5 versus Xbox specs.
I thought they both can support, like, USB hard drive.
Yeah, so they both can support USB hard drive, but the other thing is like the Xbox has, like, these special ones. Ports, wait. Oh, they didn't show it. Because I had found one before. I guess I linked the wrong one in the Google Sheets. So they had, like, a thing. It was like a Microsoft here. Microsoft is using a proprietary expansion card format for the Xbox Series X.
Yeah.
But they'll both be able to take USB hard drives. So I don't know what the advantage of these memory cards will be over just, like, plugging in a USB hard drive. Like, I assume it's speed. But maybe it'll have something to do with, like, hey, remember when I brought my memory card over to my friend's house? Like, that kind of thing. But I don't know. Because I always thought that your profile was stored on your Xbox controller anyways.
Okay.
But it's, yeah, I don't know. You can watch their talks about it. Mark Cerny had a, like, they made it a press event, but I'm pretty sure this was just his GDC talk, so it's really fucking dry. And it's just technical talk. Like, if you want to talk architecture, like, technical computer architecture, like, it's cool, I guess.
But yeah.
It's not a thing for the layman's, right? So yeah, it's cool. Really, again, they're so comparable that it's like, well, it's really gonna come down to who has better games.
Absolutely.
So yeah, next gen is here. They look like PCs.
They're this holiday, right?
This holiday, unless the corona has delayed them.
Nah.
Delayed Final Fantasy VII, but not a console. Come on.
Nah. Cool.
Yeah, so there you go. Those are my picks. Those are it.
Neato Bandito.
In the end of times.
Yeah. End of times. What a shame. Cool.
What have you been doing in your week, Vince?
Let's see. Where should I start with? Okay, I watched a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Finally watched Knives Out.
Oh, finally.
Hmm.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
They do a lot. I felt they did a lot of things with, like, the whodunits, where it's like, oh, this is what's supposed to happen in a whodunit, and then they kind of throw you for a loop.
Yeah, I was surprised at how early they revealed the killer.
Yeah. And you're like, wait, now what?
Yeah, so then, and then now it's just a whole race of how to, I don't know.
Catch him?
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, yeah, there's multiple moments in the movie where I'm like, this is supposed to happen way later. Like, yeah. What's going on?
But it was cool. I really liked it. It's definitely worth a watch. Like, it's pretty awesome. Liked it a lot. So that was the good thing I watched this week.
Mm-hmm. What's the bad thing you watched?
I watched all of Love is Blind.
What is this? What can you... Okay, I've heard the thing. I kind of understand the premise. But can you please explain this to me? How does it work exactly?
All right. So there's these couples, okay? And there's not couples. There's people.
These people that don't know each other.
They've never seen each other. Whatever.
Okay.
There's these rooms. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are basically two soundproof rooms that are linked together by one wall that is not soundproof.
Okay.
But it's basically frosted glass, so you can't see through it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can hear the person on the other side. Okay? So one side has the guy, one side has a girl. And people just sit in these rooms for hours each day, and they just talk to each other.
Okay.
And then, but now think that there's maybe 10 of these rooms all lined up side by side.
Interesting.
So it's like speed dating in but these
blind rooms. Speed dating.
Blind speed. Only it's not speed dating because you have 4 hours with each person, mm-hmm. and then you can choose who you want to hang out with again. Blah blah blah.
Oh yeah, slow dating.
And the idea is, after about a week doing this, if you establish a connection with someone, you have to ask them to marry you.
Whoa! Why are the stakes so high?
Because they want to know if love is blind.
Oh my god.
And if they say yes, then you can finally see each other. And then you guys go on a honeymoon. Then they put you in a house where you live together. Then you got to go back to the real world for 3 weeks where you introduce them to your family and your friends and your life. And at the end of that, you get married.
What if you don't want to get married?
Oh, trust
by
me.
By the end of it.
People do not want to get married. And it's fantastic.
All right.
So it is A-tier reality show trash.
Yeah, like, this sounds like garbage.
Like, it is not a show that you're going to watch and be like, oh, yeah, this is fantastic.
Oh, this is riveting television.
No, it is like, wow, how can people be making such poor life decisions?
Because they want to be famous, Vince.
And then it just makes you feel so good about yourself. Like, man, my life ain't that bad. Like,
I don't want to be known that bad.
Yeah, you know, like, I've talked to a couple of coworkers and they're like, man, I thought I had problems in my marriage, but this one, this show just makes me feel, like, great about what I've done.
Reality TV has, like, turned itself over where it's just like, oh, now I don't feel bad anymore, but I feel so good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's junk food, right? It's like, oh, this is so bad, but you just can't stop.
Okay.
And, like, some of the decisions some of these people make, like, some people are just like... And, like, there's certain characters where you're like, oh, man, she totally fucking loves this one guy. Mm-hmm. But he's clearly with someone else.
Dun, dun, dun.
So she's just going to marry this other guy because she wants to, like, win the game. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's bad. But it's good. But it's bad.
I want to talk to you. No one's going to fucking watch this. Who listens to this? I don't think the overlap is there.
Yes.
I heard there was something where a couple got married.
Yeah.
One was like an engineer.
Yeah.
And then she reveals she had like $200,000 of student debt.
It's $20,000.
Okay, $20,000 of student debt. And he fucking lost it.
I don't know.
Or like his face was just like, oh, fuck.
So see, like, I don't know. Like, because I literally just watched the episode yesterday.
Okay.
And it wasn't that dramatic.
Okay.
In fact, he was kind of like, he was shocked. He was also just like,
shit.
He's like, well, you know, I love you. Like, it wasn't, like, that dramatic.
You should ask for those bank statements, homie.
Love is blind. You have to accept them for everything they're coming with.
But love isn't financially irresponsible.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Oh, yes, it is. Oh,
most definitely.
That's the number one rule. Yeah, so that's that show. So, yeah, whatever. I'm done with it. So now I can watch some real stuff.
Why do you do this to yourself?
Why not?
I feel like you're always like, I could watch a bunch of good shit. But also.
But I can also watch the bad stuff.
Yeah.
That was that. And the last thing I did was on the weekend, I went to the Canadian Archery Club.
Okay.
And I did archery.
How many bullseyes you get, baby?
One. I went for the balloon and I popped it.
Like, you meant to go for the balloon and pop it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good for you.
It was really fun. Wasn't too expensive. Learned how to string a bow. Learned all the types of bows we got to use.
To string a bow? Like, to put the string on the bow?
Yeah, like, because originally we wanted to go to this place where it's like, oh, here, take a bow and start shooting at targets.
Some compound shit, yeah.
But the place that we went to, or that I called originally, they were closed. And I was like, okay. So I looked up something else, and they're like, well, this one's closer to, like, where we're going to be at the end of the night. And I'm like, let's just go here. And so they're like, the Canadian Archery Club. And so they had, like, professional hunters there. And, like, I had a tutor the whole time.
Wow.
And he showed us all the proper techniques. And he's like, you're going to do this. He gave us training. He gave us coaching.
That's cool.
For, like, an hour and a half to make sure that we could hit the target by the end of the lesson.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It does get tiring after a while. And if you're not careful, you do hurt yourself. Like, I still have a bruise a bit.
Yeah, that's a bruise.
You should have seen when I first got it.
Yeah.
Because this is on Friday. So
and that's on your, is that your right or
my left?
Your left, yeah. So you're holding that, and you just slam the thing into your arm, like
the string came back. Yeah. So, my arm looks pretty good compared to the person I went with.
Ooh.
Yeah, she doesn't. Her arm looks pretty wrecked.
Listen, just wait till it heals. Do not go out in public.
I know. But no, archery is really fun. It's I don't know if I would continue with it, but, like, it's a fun activity to do.
Okay.
You know, it's not, like, if I were to involve myself with another sport or something, it'd probably be go-karting, but archery is still pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think that was my week. I can't think of anything else. Oh, I played Call of Duty.
Oh, the the Battle Royale.
Yeah.
How was it?
You ever play big Call of Duty?
No.
Oh. It's really big Call of Duty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's no other, like, things to it? There's no gimmicks or anything?
No, there is. Like, it does the whole thing. Like, you, the idea in this one is, like, you're collecting cash.
Okay.
And then you can go to cash stations to spend your money.
Oh, to buy new stuff.
To buy new stuff, to get loadouts, to get kill streaks.
Fair enough.
Right.
You buy kill streaks?
Yeah.
Welcome to the future.
Yeah, man. And then, yeah, you could just throw them down. You're in squads of three. I think they added a solo mode. But if you like the way it feels, like, it ends up being just, which of these shooters do you like the way it feels to shoot the gun?
Okay.
And if you like Call of Duty's the best, then you'll probably like this one the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? That's all it is. But it is weird because when you play Call of Duty, you're just so used to, like, going down instantly.
Yeah.
But it has the Apex Legends thing where, like,
and people... shield.
Yeah, you have, like, up to 3 levels of shield.
Oh, wow.
And so, like, people are just not dying. And you're just waiting, like, oh, fuck.
So many bullets.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it ends up being.
What about headshots? They doing bonus damage on shield?
They are. They do. Okay. They are. They are. Oh, so when I say, like, you could buy stuff, like... You know how you have custom loadouts in Call of Duty?
Yep.
When you get enough cash, you can just buy a loadout.
Oh, cool.
You can buy your custom loadout.
Okay, okay.
So, and that's the only way to get perks.
Oh, if you buy the loadout?
Yeah, the loadout that you've made. So, interesting. Like, it's interesting, yeah. It's I'm not good at it. I don't really know, like, enough of the nuances behind it, but...
Oh, well, yeah. You only played it, like, once, a couple times?
Yeah, like, once.
Okay.
So, yeah, check it out. It's free. There you go.
Can't beat that.
Can't really.
Yeah, true.
You really can't.
You really can't.
Yeah, but yeah, that there we go. That was my week.
Okay. My week during the self-isolation has been full of video games.
Ooh.
Other than schoolwork. So I'm going to start off... Actually, I'm going to start off with not a video game. Because I've been reading more EPO. And it continues to be fucking awesome. I just got to a fight with the Filipino champ. His name's Randy Boy Jr.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And he fights Miata Ichiro, Ippo's rival.
Oh, him.
Right? The counterpuncher.
Mm.
Bro, the Filipino. His nickname is Asura.
Why?
Because, you know, like Asura statues, how they have, like, the yeah. faces on all sides?
Yeah.
Because he's an ambidextrous boxer.
Oh, God. He goes both ways.
Yeah, he's a natural southpaw, but he can switch it up on you at any moment.
Wow.
So, like, he was trying to, like, get around him, and he's just holding it. Like, he doesn't shift his body. He just shifts the weight from one foot to the other.
Yeah.
And he's always catching up with Ichiro. And it's like, oh, my God, Miata, what are you going to do? All this shit. I don't know how everybody in this show isn't just dead. Because the amount of damage these people take is fucking crazy. Miata took a shot to the body so hard, it shattered his ribs. And then he decided, fuck that noise. I still got at least 2 big counters in me.
Hmm.
2 big right counters.
Hmm.
And obviously on the second right counter, bang, clocked it.
Pop.
Right? But during this arc, there was a long, 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 long setup. Because I had a whole thing to do with, like, He was supposed to fight Ippo, and then he canceled it, and then he fought Randy Boy, and then it turns out Randy Boy's dad, like, kicked Miata's dad's ass so bad it shattered his jaw, and he quit actual boxing, like, all this crazy yeah. side story. But now it's just, like, fight, 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 fight. Ippo fought some dude from Thailand, and he was, like, 3-0, and he was already the national champion
yeah.
because he's just so good.
Mm.
And Ippo won out of luck.
Mm.
And I'm pretty sure he has brain damage now. Because he took so many fucking punches to the face. This show continues to be fantastic. Or this manga continues to be fantastic. I do not know why it hasn't got more anime adaptions. Why it hasn't got more, like, just English translations. Like, I don't think you can buy Ippo in English here. Like, if I wanted to buy the manga.
I just don't think boxing is popular.
But it's so good.
Like,
is cycling popular? But Yomushi Pedal gets released here.
Yeah, but I think, like, a lot of kids can relate to riding a bike than beating someone up.
but can they be related to getting beat
up? Like, think about the current audience who likes fighting. They're the UFC crowd.
True.
Right? Like, and who's in the UFC crowd? Not a bunch of weebs.
I guess.
But it's like...
I guess. Listen, your market research makes sense, but I don't like it because this show's really fucking good. Holy fuck, it's real good. Yeah, I can't stop it. Like, there's a couple times this week where I stayed up to like 4 a.m.
Wow.
Just reading chapters.
Wow.
I'm up to I'm on 900.
Of how many?
Of almost 1,300 chapters.
Oh my God.
I'm almost there.
That's ridiculous.
I'm almost there.
That's too much chapters.
It's been keeping me busy. And then we get into the video games. I'm playing more League. I went on like an 8-game loss streak. Felt real bad.
Ooh.
And then I went on a 7-game win streak and it felt real good.
Ooh.
But it fucked up my MMR. Do you know what MMR is?
I've heard of it
before. Yeah. It's like your hidden skill ranking.
Yeah.
So before when I won a game, I used to get 20 LP and you need 100 LP to go into promos and then to level up your rank.
Mm.
But now when I win a game, I get like 14.
Ooh.
Right? The system is more like, oh, he's getting carried by other people rather Ooh. Than he's being good.
Mm.
And so I'm just like, oh, fuck. I got to fix my MMR. This is shitty. But other than that, I've been playing PoE because Delirium came out.
Okay.
The Delirium stuff is actually very simple. So how it works in the map is that occasionally in maps, or if you're playing the League, it'll be in every map, you will find a mirror. And if you walk into the mirror, you'll go into like the Delirium version of the map. And basically what that means is that it gets a new paint job. There's unique enemies that spawn on top of the enemies that are already in the map. So it's greater density. These enemies are way harder. And that also increases the difficulty of the enemies that are already in the map. So sometimes bosses will have new modifiers on them. Like they'll get a new attack or they'll have a new defensive buff. And all it really is here's more dudes to kill. That's the whole thing.
Sick.
So the more you kill, the more loot you get. And then when Delirium ends, depending on how many people you've killed, you get a certain amount of rewards.
Mm.
Very simple.
Mm.
And then the other one is that within the skill tree, that giant, giant skill tree, on the ends of it, on the edges, they have added socket gems. So you put in these special sockets and it brings up another circle of skills.
Mm.
So now you have more customization to build out a character how you want them to play, right? So instead of spending your skill points like over in the side of the tree, you can either buy it from the trading outpost or you can find it. A socket, which goes into there and it unlocks a special part of the tree, which gives you more of the stats you want.
Mm.
So really, it's not as confusing as it makes it out to be. There's just a lot of options. So that, like, when you see all the options, you're like, oh, shit, this, what am I going to do? But really, you're just going to look for the stuff you want. You're just going to filter out everything else, right? But it's cool. This league, I started a shadow, and I'm using a build called, was it Contagion and Essence Drain? So you use this skill called Contagion. Marks the ground and it kind of like poisons enemies, but it does it with like chaos damage. And then you use this thing called Essence Drain, which is more damage over time. And they stack on top of each other really well. And then when one dies, it spreads to the others.
Mm.
So all you got to do is kill a weak one and then it blows out a whole mob. It's very cool, very fun. But I'm playing less of that because I've been playing Neo 2.
Oh, that did come out. I was going to ask if you bought that.
Yeah, Neo 2. Came up in the mail, and I would say this is more in line, or so far, I would say along the lines of Neo 1.5 or Neo 1.75, because there's still a lot of the game that if you've played the first one a lot, like I did, there's a lot of the stuff that's exactly the same.
Mm.
So certain weapons have exactly the same movesets, certain special moves or active skills are still exactly the same. But what they have changed is they've streamlined a lot of the leveling up. They've made the actual maps more fun.
Yep.
And the experience of playing it smoother. And then also they've kind of expanded on the multiplayer. where you can now like go into lobbies, and then when you create the lobby, you can pick a map and go as a squad into these maps to get more loot and do whatever.
I see.
So it's not like I'm having a ton of fun with it, because just it's like a way, way, way more polished version of Neo. And I think if you've never played Neo before, this is definitely the one to play because it has no story ties to the previous one. But as someone who played the first one a lot and all of the DLC, there is nothing in it so far that's like really surprising me.
Okay.
It's just like, oh, they took all the stuff they learned from the DLC and all the mistakes they made with weapon balancing, and they've brought it into this game, and they just made it better. Like, it's just better. So you play as nameless character. You make your own character. And you currently, I am working for Oda Nobunaga to try and unite Japan.
Okay.
Because it takes place, or it starts in 1555.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're feudal Japan going through. All the named warriors have spirits and stuff. And it's that loot grind, baby. It's going into maps, killing enemies, finding better loot, crafting better loot. Mm. This armor piece has a stat I like, but this other armor piece is better, so I can soul forge it and bring that that skill over to this other piece of armor and stuff like that. Set items. Anything I've said about Neo still applies to this Neo. It's just strictly better.
Cool.
And I'm having a ton of fun. I think right now, because I'm like halfway through the game, I got up to the point where the mechanics they've shown, or the mechanics they've given me, are on par with what was in Neo, even up to the expansion. So I can have like dual spirits. I can kind of branch out into at least two different weapons, use all my magic and stuff. So I'm hoping in the later game, it'll give me some new stuff. I think one of the major additions is to the maps where you can go into like the yokai world, where when you... Oh, actually, no. Okay, so... yeah. So the yokai... Oh, let's do the yokai world first. So in the yokai world, your stamina regains much slower, and enemies are much fiercer, and then there's one boss enemy somewhere, and if you defeat that enemy, the yokai world goes away. So it's just like an added challenge on top of that. But the thing I forgot to mention is that your main character, I think he's called it's not a halfling. I forget what the actual terminology is. It's some made up name. But you're like half yokai, half human.
Mm-hmm.
And so at any point in time, or at certain points, you're able to go into a yokai state. And depending on which one you have equipped, you will have one of three avatars, pretty much. And they all have different skills. One of the other major additions to combat they've done is they have a counter. So enemies will glow red and do a really powerful attack when they do it. Like, it's going to take off all, if not most, of your health bar.
Okay.
But what you can do is you can go into this counter state where if you press R2 and circle, you'll do a parry. And it'll use up some of your yokai gauge, which is also used for collecting souls. So the counter, if you hit them, like, it'll do this devastating attack that drains their stamina, and then you can go in for like a grapple attack, which is big damage. Or you can spend that yokai bar instead of a counter on your yokai skills, where when you kill those monsters, they sometimes will drop a soul, and then the soul will give you access to one of their moves. So for example, I kill a Cyclops, and then the Cyclops moves is that he does this dumb like twirling whirlwind fist thing, right? But it does huge stamina damage. So I could either kind of wait for the right counter moment, or if I think I'm on the offensive, I can use this like devastating yokai attack to just get in some extra damage.
Okay.
So there is some variety and there's some new stuff. But again, it's like the additions they've done aren't like game changing other than the counter, I would say. Because it's made certain weapons more viable, like more stamina-based items more viable. But other than that, I think it's almost Neo 2. Neo 1.8.
Maybe halfway through something will happen.
Yeah, hopefully. Because, I'm not that far into it, so. Or, yeah, like maybe 40%, 50%, so. We'll see how it goes. Cool. But so far, I'm having a fucking fantastic time. It's really good. Like, if you guys were ever on the fence about Neo before, like, I definitely recommend it now. Neo 2 is fantastic. And then, I think I got the I like that limited edition, so it came with a season pass.
DLC?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. So in the future, it'll have a bunch of like DLC stuff and. Ooh, baby, that was real hard in the first one. So
we'll see. Yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, because this game usually has like there's like three levels of difficulty where you go through the story and then you can go through it again on like hard and then harder or whatever. But the DLC stuff is no joke. So we'll see how that goes.
Sounds good.
But yeah, I'll probably report back next week with some more stuff. Hopefully, I'll beat it. But cool. Yeah, that's good. That's a good time.
Cool.
Other than that, I've just been itching to go outside, man.
And what's stopping you?
Just haven't planned anything. I just like I tried to be the responsible kid, and I'm just like, okay, I'm gonna stay inside and do all this stuff. Like I don't want to do whatever. And it's just like there's a difference between like me choosing to stay in and then being told you have to stay in.
Interesting.
Right? Like in my head, it's just like I don't know if it's like a defiant thing.
Wow.
But it's just more like, oh, you told me I have no option. And I'm just like, fuck. It's like so much more draining, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel like this is probably an extreme thing, but it's like I feel like I'm slowly becoming an extrovert in my later years.
Wow.
Where it's like I want to go out more. Because like even when I think about it before this whole debacle, I'm like, oh, I've been going out more. I've been going out a lot. Yep. And I go do stuff and whatever. And it's like, oh shit, I'm like, I don't have time for video games because I'm doing things and I'm being social. Like that's been a main part of our podcast this year and like the back half of last year.
Yep.
And it's just like, man, maybe I'm like slowly becoming more extroverted like as I get older.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting turn of events.
Hmm.
So you haven't gone out at all? Like not even just
this is the first time I've gone out since they said stay home.
When did they say stay home?
Monday.
Oh, you were out on the weekend then?
Yeah, I was out on Sunday.
Okay.
But, like, yeah, I did not leave the house. Like, I didn't even go outside to, like, go to the corner store, go for a walk, like, do anything.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. You get some cabin fever, baby.
But yeah, like, I went to get the mail and shit.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I didn't even do that.
Actually, I went to the office today.
Oh, how could you?
How could you? There were just certain things I needed to get. Like, I couldn't do my job.
Like, I have no other option.
Yeah, I was like, I gotta go. So I went, I showed up.
No one's there.
I picked up my stuff. I'm like, ah. Then went home.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yep.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's, you would think that this would be, like, my dream.
That's what I thought.
Of no school. Just stay inside and play video games all the time. Yeah. And I'm just like.
What happened?
It's like, man, I want to go do something.
Damn, homie. That sucks.
I'm resorting to, like, working out.
That sucks.
I'm doing push-ups.
Have you?
I've improved.
What are we talking now?
I went from 5, now I can do 8.
Whoa.
Crushing it.
Damn.
That's only in a week.
Who knows how much you can do in 2 weeks?
I don't know. Maybe 16.
Whoa.
Just linear progression.
Wow. Well, I look forward to that.
To 16 push-ups?
Yeah, I wish to do pyramids.
Oh, God. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
It's easy.
What is it?
I do one, you do one. I do two, you do two.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
No.
But you can just go. That's the thing. That's the difference.
That's why it's fun.
No, it's fun for you, not for me. I die. I also think it's been reading all the EPO, where it's just like I'm watching this cool thing happen. I'm watching all these fights. I'm watching these guys work out. And I'm just like, oh, I got to go work out.
You're like, I got to be part of this.
I got to be part of this lifestyle.
I hear you. Cool. Yeah. I guess that's it for us then.
It's all COVID, man. Like, there's some stuff in the entertainment world, but I think it's kind of taken a backseat to actual crisis.
Yeah, and who knows how long we're going to be in this situation.
Just look forward to more exciting episodes.
Yeah, like, who knows? We might actually talk about video games and anime now.
True facts.
Like, you know? We might not have anything else to talk about.
I feel like I haven't stopped talking about video games, but I've definitely talked less about video games.
I feel like it's going to be a return to form for me.
3-hour podcast is what you're saying.
I don't know. Like, you guys know about Overwatch?
Are we going to bring back podcasting in the dark?
Oh, shit. That might have to be a thing. I don't know. Who knows?
Are we going to have an after-hours podcast where we talk about our true selves?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Vote in the comment section. If you want the
truth. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button.
And if you want the After Hours True Selves podcast, let us know by writing in. to any one of our social media channels.
Letters. Physical letters.
If you can give us a compelling reason to have the True Selves podcast, we'll do it.
That sounds like a nightmare.
But you have to give us a compelling reason.
It's got
to
be pretty compelling.
Yeah, like, you got to convince me. And I'll tell you right now, that's a very hard job.
Yeah.
So, good luck. Stay safe. Don't die. Goodbye.
Bye.